This goes to Dr. Strom, S-T-R-O-M, like Mary. Fax 989-463-1713. Regarding Betty, it's B like boy, E-T-T-I-E, Turland, T-U-R-L-A-N-D. Date of birth, February 25th, 1953. Dear Dr. Strom, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Turland with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, bilateral nephrolithiasis with hematuria and hypertension. Her last visit was July 19th of 2021. Since that visit, she has lost 24 pounds, and she attributes that to having fractured her right shoulder in July of last year and then requiring nursing home therapy for at least 5 weeks after the shoulder was surgically repaired. She's doing very well now. All the pain is gone. She has full mobility of the shoulder and no pain. She also believes she passed a kidney stone about 2 weeks ago. She states that she does not have a current urologist, but she's having no pain. Urine is clear. There's no cloudiness or blood, no pain at all. And but she does not have a current urologist, she states. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. She has edema of the lower extremities that's slightly improved. And no headaches or dizziness. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. After she fell and fractured her right humerus, she also had a bone density study, and they found that she has osteoporosis. So she's been started on Fosamax 70 milligram once a week. And vitamin D2, 50,000 units once weekly. Physical examination. The only vital sign the patient could get for us today was her weight. It was 295 pounds. And labs, most recent lab studies were done December 9th of 2021. Her creatinine is stable at 1.4. Estimated GFR is 37. Electrolytes are normal, calcium is 9.0, albumin 3.9, hemoglobin 14.0, with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, recurrent hematuria secondary to the recurrent kidney stones, and hypertension. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 to 6 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet, and she will avoid oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drug use. She'll be rechecked in this practice within 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.